Hey, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your guide through the roller coaster of life and, well, all those shadow work moments we'd rather hide under the covers from. Now, I know what you're thinking in another podcast about anxiety and depression. Really? Trust me on this one, folks. This isn't just some theoretical deep dive. It's my story, raw and real. I've been there, done that, got the anxious t-shirt with a slightly too tight fit. Because let's be honest, sometimes life throws curveballs faster than a major league pitcher, and those curveballs can knock us right off our feet. You know what I'm talking about, right? That overwhelming feeling like you're drowning in a sea of DDoS and worries, or that dark cloud that just seems to follow you everywhere. But here's the thing. Even when we feel lost at sea, there are lifelines out there. And believe me, I've learned a few tricks along the way. So grab your headphones, settle in, and get ready to dive deep into my personal journey with anxiety and depression. Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that might just help you navigate your own stormy seas. First up, acknowledging the elephant in the room is crucial. Ever felt like you were putting on a brave face while battling an inner storm? Pretending everything's okay when, honestly, it's anything but. That's called suppression, and honey, it ain't helping anyone. You know that feeling when your anxiety starts to spike, and you try to ignore it, bury it deep down like a time bomb waiting to explode? Well, guess what? Ignoring it doesn't make it go away. It just festers and grows stronger until it takes over. The second key takeaway is learning to speak up. Sharing your struggles with someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, can be like taking the first step out of that dark cave and into the sunlight. You don't have to go through this alone. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to say, hey, I'm struggling, and open yourself up to support. Number 3. Self-compassion. This is huge, people. Be kind to yourselves. Seriously. Would you talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not. So why do we subject ourselves to such harsh internal criticism? It's time to ditch those negative self-talk scripts and replace them with positive affirmations. Treat yourself like you would treat someone you love with care, understanding, and a whole lot of grace. You deserve it. 4th takeaway. Find your coping mechanisms. We're all wired differently, so what works for one person might not work for another. Experiment with different things until you find what helps you calm your mind and soothe your soul. Yoga, meditation, journaling, spending time in nature, the possibilities are endless. And finally, the 5th key takeaway. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge every step forward you take. Whether it's getting out of bed on a tough day, completing a task you've been avoiding, or simply taking a few deep breaths to center yourself, give yourself credit for showing up and doing the work. You know that feeling when you finally finish a super challenging project? The sense of accomplishment washes over you like a wave, right? Well, it's the same with mental health. Celebrate every victory along the way. Think about it this way. You've probably been through some tough stuff in your life, and you've come out stronger on the other side. Remember that time you faced a major setback, but picked yourself up and dusted yourself off? That's resilience in action. You've got this. Remember those anxieties, those dark clouds I mentioned earlier? Well, they can be powerful forces, but they don't define you. You have the power to choose how you respond to them. You can choose to let them control you or choose to rise above them. And that's what I did. Over time, through therapy, self-care practices, and a whole lot of learning and unlearning, I found my way back to the light. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, know that you're not alone. This is a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others, but keep going. Keep showing up for yourself, even when it feels tough. And remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and peace. Now go out there and make it happen. Join me tomorrow for another Shadow Work Quickie where we'll explore a new aspect of self-discovery. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little extra light in their life. Until then, stay brilliant, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.